Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Year, they will find themselves doing that. So anyway, that's the news. Charles Huff will be introduced tomorrow, 2:30, media scrum 3:30. I look forward to him being introduced and seeing what he has to say and his vision for this program. I think people will be excited to hear it. All right, we'll come back. Got some news on Phil Rivers, and I don't know, kind of surprising. We'll get into that and more on the other side. Stick around. J&J 90.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome back, J&J 90.9 FM, ESPN. Every day around this time we do the rundown. Let's go.
All right, welcome to the unction. You don't even got to wait for Wednesday at 3 with Grizzbeat. We got it for you right now. We got it for you right now in Indianapolis as the Colts have signed a grandfather, Phil Rivers, to the practice squad. Now, he's not on the active roster. That would be notable. I guess it's notable at all that he's, you know, that he's coming back to do the practice squad thing. I'm not really sure what the idea. I mean, he's trying to get out of the house, seems like to me. But he is signed to the practice squad, which, by the way, those dudes still make bank.
Yeah, you've told us.
What is the practice squad salary for a guy like that? I mean, he's got to be, I mean, I'm sure it's scaled, right? Like, for the more experience you have. But I would imagine he's probably going to be getting, let's see, so NFL practice squad quarterback salaries depend on experience. Players having two or fewer years of service earning a flat rate of $13K a week. Those with two or more years of service have a minimum salary of $17,500, maximum of $22,000 per week. So he's going to be getting $22,000 a week.
Yeah, I mean, that's a drop in the bucket.
It is, but I mean, I'd like to make $22,000 a week for 3 weeks of work, you know, which is what he's going to get here, feels like. But yeah, I don't think he's doing it for the money. Obviously, like you say, he's doing it because he thinks there's a chance that he could play again. Now, I don't know why he thinks that, but he must have thrown it well enough in that workout to even get the practice squad spot.
Him and the coach are buddy-buddy, and the coach has relayed to him how desperate the situation is because Riley Leonard's hurt, isn't he?
Yes. They expect him to play, but he is banged up.
And how desperate is it that you let your friend, I guess Steichen, they have a past or whatever, but yeah, that you're gonna even allow the chance for your 44-year-old, you know, future Hall of Fame quarterback or whatever else to get out there to try to save you this year?
Yeah.
See, that it to me, it's desperation. Remember, the Colts gave George and the Jets all those picks for Sauce, who is he even playing right now?
Like,
and they're coming apart.
Calf strain.
Right.
And Charvarius Ward's in the concussion protocol again.
They're coming apart with Daniel Jones now out at a time they're supposed to be all in, and that's why I just think he's trying to save this thing. Bro, you don't roll 44-year-old Phillip Rivers out there and think he can save it. Like, man, what if he gets broken up?
What if the guy takes a hit that no 44-year-old should be taking because it's still a violent league?
He can break a hip.
Most guys that age don't want to take hits. There's still some out there playing that don't, including Aaron Rodgers. Like most of those older guys, once they hit 40, they don't want to take the punishment. Man, I'll tell you what, does Philip Rivers remember?
He must not. Or he just wants to get away from his 10 children that badly, which I also do respect. I mean, it's not easy. We had a hellacious morning in my house. I was like, you know, I'll go take a hit from Jalen Carter if I get the hell out of here.
There's going to be plenty of guys looking to make a trophy of Philip Rivers. He goes back out there saying, I sacked Philip Rivers.
He's also a big ish talker. He's known when he was playing, he was known as one of the best.
He better slow that down, too.
Oh, he shouldn't talk about anybody.
You say Colts are a plan going down, man. They're about to crash, it looks like to me. And you're bringing in Philip Rivers to try to save it.
Is he really close? Yeah, to your point.
And you wouldn't sign him to the practice squad to come in to start pushing guys, right? To push guys that you got ahead of him or whatever. Because what would be the point of that? Like, he's back to try to save this thing. They're going to level him up. But I pray he doesn't get hurt.
I want to know whose spot he got on that practice squad, bro. Because he obviously had to take somebody's. I mean, that's like.
Yeah, there's limits to how many guys you can have, I guess, right? So somebody's cut. But come on, you can cut for a Hall of Famer, man. And you knew this wasn't all those guys, practice squad guys, know this stuff ain't for long.
No, you're right. You can't make a living out of it. You just try to take the money as much as you can and eventually get called up, you know. And
so
if you don't,
Anthony cannot play, right?
Anthony because has thank you for asking that. Anthony has a broken orbital bone.
Yeah, that he did to himself.
That he did to himself with a workout band, right? Wasn't that the
dude cannot play because he hit himself with a workout band?
I think that was the
bro. That ain't even professional. You know what I mean? You're taking the professional out of professional athlete right there.
Yeah, it was elastic.
He let it hit him in the eye, and he's out, and he can't play right now with Daniel Jones out.
It was a very serious situation.
Yeah, I know.
It impaired his vision, and it required surgery.
Have product sales taken a hit as a result of what Anthony Richardson did to himself with this thing?
In terms of the
actual product that he was using.
I don't know that the brand because of that was published.
I mean, it bashed his whole face.
But it does seem like user error.
It changed his whole – just gave him a black eye, burst his orbital bone. Yeah.
It just seems – I think I would have the back of the brand here. And I think it's tough. Like, you can't even work out pregame with an elastic band, and you expect me to make you my franchise quarterback. I believed in you, AR. Damn it, man.
He's just goofy.
He is, unfortunately. But, I mean, it's sad. Like, this would be – this is, like, literally – this is what they talk about in the NFL.
This would be step-up time
exactly.
for him.
This it would be like perfect your moment, for bro. Him.
It would be the moment.
You have 4 weeks
everybody's
here.
Everybody's looking around saying, where's AR? Where's AR?
You have 4 weeks here to solidify yourself as the starter again – to lead the Colts back to the playoffs, and to have the job next year. But you're not available.
I just think there's a chance here. They have really blown it, believing they were close with Daniel Jones going all in, getting sauce, giving up future picks and assets now at a time you felt like you were close. They are not close. Again, Daniel Jones is always thin. Thin margin for error that a guy could go back
very
and turning
so.
The ball over. And God bless him, nobody's wishing for him to get injured. But here he was playing with a broken bone. You know, that was part of the him being out there, and are you compensating for the broken bone playing? And so it was always thin, man, to think you were right there. There's too many good teams in the AFC. I just think they may have made a mistake here that's going to cost them for years to come.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you wasted a pick on Anthony Richardson. He can't play.
It's kind of
now you're trying to throw Philip Rivers on this and say save it. It's just that's getting nasty.
It's kind of crazy that at one point they were, what, 8-1?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say mirage. They were playing well, but you've allowed it to fool yourself into thinking you're ready to compete for a Super Bowl. You were not.
No, you were not.
You know?
Yeah, because Jonathan Taylor has not been as dominant the last couple of weeks. So once that kind of got back down to earth, you got defensive injuries. Like everybody does, right? Like everybody's going to deal with those at some point.
But they gave up two picks for Sauce.
They did.
Two first rounders.
They did. They went for it. They went for it. And honestly, it's going to end up being a mistake. You're right. They have set themselves back.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
And you're going to get you're going to get Philip Rivers killed out there is what you're going to do.
There's no way they're sending him out there. I don't believe
it. I mean, I would hope this just – but it doesn't make them
maybe
look –
they call him up
doesn't
as
make
the
them
backup.
Look any good, the fact that they're even – that they're entertaining this as the option.
No,
it just shows
right.
how many mistakes they've made. And then you got a goofball hitting himself with bands.
Well, you know,
bands.
We
it's a mess.
We would have said that about the Jeff Saturday hire, and he sure did beat our ass, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was terrible, and his back on get up. And they laugh about his tenure there all the time as if it was a joke.
Remember,
his time management, his clock management was perhaps the worst we've seen.
Yeah, and he got a win over the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, don't say us. Yeah. It was you.
And his quarterback was Matt Ryan. Remember that? I think he actually made Matt Ryan the starter again. He had lost the job, but he made him the starter again for that game because, you know, he knew my veteran quarterback's going to be able to do, and he was sure to God right. I tell you what, man. But, yeah, Phil Rivers is a grandfather, and he is out there. Now, the trivia question is, who was the last grandfather to play in the NFL? It has happened, I am told.
A question posed on Get Up. It's not just NFL. What I didn't realize, this covers all the major sports. Who is the most recent Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, and NFL player known to have appeared in a game as a grandfather? I have given John and King George several hints. One, yes, it's NFL, but two, that it's a quarterback. Three, that it's 2010, and now four, that it's a Hall of Famer. How can you guys not have it after all those hits? There are people already screaming at the radio who it is with all those with that full description. NFL player, 2010, grandfather, future Hall of Famer.
He was a grandfather
quarterback
that year.
The brother ain't playing wide receiver.
But it's
a QB.
But obviously he
George,
was,
I'm disappointed.
He was not a starter at that time. He was not a starter in 2010. So you're talking like, do I know the backup quarterbacks in 2010? I do not. I do not know. I have absolutely no idea.
George, you want to take a stab?
Nah.
Mississippi is the last 10 I'm going to give you.
No.
Likes to take advantage.
Brett no. Favre,
allegedly, of Mississippians.
Brett?
Wow. Yes.
Really?
Brett Favre is the answer that covers all these sports.
Yeah, he was actually starting in 2010, right?
2000. I think he would. You kept saying non, so I didn't want to go into it, but I think so. Now the wording says
Vikings.
The wording says appeared in a game, so I wondered if you might be right, if in that game he might have been a backup. But either way, he was playing for the Vikes, right? 2010.
Yeah, that would have been post-Jets.
And I thought you might know as, you know, because you're Jetsdom. That you'd have kept up from, you know, you
no,
might
we,
throw
we,
Favre
no,
out there.
No,
but that was nasty, right?
That is
we
crazy.
Blocked that out.
Yeah, blocked that out.
Dude, now, he played 13 games that year.
He was a grandfather already out there.
And he was absolutely horrible. He had 11 touchdowns to 19 picks.
He was washed at that point.
Now, the year before that, he had 33 touchdowns to 7 picks.
Well,
and they
made a playoff run, if I'm not mistaken.
They did.
Was it NFC Championship?
I think you're right. I think 2009, they sure did go.
That's why he was back.
They went to the NFC Championship, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, that was the...
Through a last pick, I want to say, too.
What a strange career. I got to say, like, Green Bay, his whole career, then the Jets, then the Vikings to end it. And, you know, just didn't really make a lot of sense, I would say. But he finished with a winning record in Minnesota, 17-12.
But you're telling us it ended ugly for him.
It did end ugly for him, very ugly.
And again, CC Phillip. Okay,
yeah, I mean,
CC Phillip on that.
11 touchdowns.
It's a violent league still. I know there's rules to prevent, you know, quarterbacks to help, you know, prevent y'all from, but it's a violent league, brother.
I mean, go watch that game last night. Go watch how many hits Justin Herbert was taking. Yeah.
Now, was that guy hitting at his hand or hitting at the ball? Either way, it looked like my son was like, what are they doing hitting at his broken hand? I said, son, that's the NFL. That's why you're never going to play. We don't do that because it is a league for warriors, bro.
Yep.
They know you got a broken hand. They're going to hit it when they get a chance to. And this dude kept running the ball, kept picking up first downs. Herbert's something else.
I mean, so this is what Adam Schefter just tweeted, and it's obvious, but this is what he said. Before the Colts can determine how soon Phillip Rivers can play, they have to see how he feels in practice on Wednesday and Thursday. But there is this. Rivers has played in this offense his entire career, so it is expected to be more of a physical question than a mental one. I mean, isn't that the whole – nobody doubted the mental part of it.
Steichen is just let his guy get killed out here. This is not the way you want to go, but – I think we've identified here, this is desperation, man. This is the Colts all in saying we have to try to preserve this as best we can.
Is he really
And you're
going
to go back to Phillip was in my system? Like, come on, dude. I don't know. No, I would. Here's the deal. Well, you say, well, trade for somebody. Well, they've already given up assets.
Right.
To go get sauce because
right.
they felt all in. What you going to give up the rest of the future as well? Or are you going to, you know, and I think that's why we're here. That's why we're at Phillip Rivers.
Right.
Who does not represent having to trade anything for, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Because you've given up assets already.
Like, think about all these guys that are out there on the bench, like, or not on the even on the bench, but, like, they're just out there. I guess there's not many, but, like, even a guy like Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he ain't on somebody's practice squad, bro. Like, he's going to be better than Phillip Rivers.
I tell you, trade for Tyson Bagent, but we want some assets.
Right, right.
Might be one of the best backups in the league.
I mean,
you'll never know.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's just not a great option. Not a great option out there for the Colts. They're doing everything they can, but I mean, they're probably sunk, regardless of who they roll out
their back now. They're giving up all those assets already.
Yep,
it's not that easy.
Anyway, will we see Phil Rivers take a snap in 2025? It seems like it is possible because he's now on the practice squad for the Indianapolis Colts as a grandfather, 44 years old.
No Grizz till Friday. They'll pick back up against Utah. We do have the NBA Cup, and I tell you what, there can only be one. There can only be one NBA Cup champion. Now, some of you may not know who's involved. I did not know, to be honest with you, before, you know, this week and trying to bone up. But you do have the eastern side of the bracket, the quarterfinals tonight. What I'm going to do here as we go through or after we're done is get a pick from both John and George. I want it marked and remembered and on the record. Your pick just for the who's going to make it to the finals of that thing. And then the winner. But you got Heat and Magic in the first game at 5. Both are on Prime. And then the 7:30 game is Knicks Raptors. That's a Knicks team I still like in the East. They have not been good on the road this season. We've got to go to the Raptors. But and then the Magic, we've got to say it. We were laughing at them at the start, right? When they couldn't figure out how to play defense. Guys weren't hitting shots. Desmond Bane looked like he was trying to figure his way through early. But they're up to 14-10 now, and they'll take on the Heat in the earlier matchup. And then Wednesday night, you've got the four Western Conference teams. And what I think is a little bit more intriguing in terms of the matchup, Suns, Thunder, Spurs, Lakers. But you've got that team, 23-1, a team that looks like it's going after the Golden State Warriors regular season record of 73-9. And I believe we'll have SGA, who missed their last game, but I think just with bursitis.
Yep.
They were he'd played, I believe, in every single game before that. And keep in mind, they'd been shorthanded without Jalen Williams for a lot of the season, and SGA was carrying them through it. Pretty much, I think they're as healthy as can be, and Lord knows the Thunder go, you know, roster deep all the way down. They can play everybody. So Suns will have their hands full. In terms of these you know, we know the Lakers care. This is their time of year.
Yeah, this is
right?
Yes.
And that's it, you know, Spurs, Lakers. I guess still, in any word, we're still far away from Wimby return, are we?
He did shoot around yesterday.
Maybe he is.
So,
close.
I mean,
maybe he is
closer.
Getting ready for this. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe there's a chance if he can't play on this one, he can play this week, though. Okay. That's a good update there. In terms of who's going to make this thing, it's hard to pick against the Thunder, right?
Yeah, I mean,
even though
any game
we know the Lakers care about the cup.
I just would not be in the business of fading the Oklahoma City Thunder.
And then, I think it's pretty obvious there, even though I think the matchups are intriguing. And then on the East side, Heat, Magic, Knicks, Raptors. Who you got coming out of there? You got OKC on the West. I do too.
I'll probably say Knicks, bro.
Who wants it more?
I think the Knicks want it because it's kind of the same. Like, they're going to try really hard because you know, I don't know how real they are for a real title. So I think they're going to try really hard to win this.
John's going Knicks, Thunder, I'm assuming with the Thunder winning?
If SGA's out there.
Yeah. I think.
I mean, even if he's not.
They care about winning every game possible.
Yeah, correct.
That's why.
Yes.
I think he will be.
Do we expect SGA to miss time?
I don't think so. I know it's bursitis, but I think it was minor.
Okay.
When I looked. King George, you got any problem with John's pick? Would you pick a different team from the East? My guess, you're not going against Thunder.
Oh, no, Thunder, absolutely.
Okay.
No, they are just a machine
right now. Get the easy
stuff
out of the way.
The East is a little tougher. The East, there's a little more depth there. Normally, I would look at the Magic a little bit different, but the Knicks also just handled them over the weekend. I also might go with New York here. That feels probably like a good bet there.
Congratulations on nailing the NBA Cup, George. Thunder over Knicks. Lock it in.
I'd say, but it's consensus. I had the same final there.
Yeah, I mean.
And could that not be a finals preview? Would you guys
yeah.
Would you guys put Detroit ahead of the Knicks? The Knicks who have got experience and sort of have been the ones knocking
it's
on the door
to do
of
that.
This?
It's
right.
Hard to
I
do that.
Can't put I love JB, I love the job. You know?
Didn't the Knicks beat him in six last year? I don't even think it went or did it go seven?
I want to say it went six, but they were all competitive. They were all, I think they were your all first close. Call that it yeah. was six is right, but each six. Game was real close.
Yeah, I mean.
And then so, yeah.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that'll be closer this year.
It will. It will.
Durin's a different dude.
They are better. The Pistons are better. But, you know.
But you're with me. You would see, Knicks can be in the finals yeah, as far as. You know, if somebody like Miami doesn't come and spoil it, they do something at the trade deadline, bring in a star to add to what they've already got going is a good start.
The Celtics are not going to be in the finals.
Nope. And I think
they're credit to how hard they're playing. I mean, seriously, like that says a lot about who they are, but they're not a finals team.
And I don't think Cleveland's got enough guts.
Right.
They have to show that, you know, it's there's a toughness that they lacked last year when you're letting Miles Turner punk you out
yep.
at the rim, Jared Allen. Mobley's got some, but I don't know if they've got enough. And Donovan Mitchell's never made a conference finals. I don't believe.
Yep, Giannis is going to get traded, so take the Bucks out of that mix.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a path for the Knicks, and there's obviously a path for the Thunder. It could be a finals preview in terms of this NBA Cup. So that's your NBA Cup update. Again, the Eastern Conference quarterfinals tonight, 5 and 7:30 on Prime Video. Heat Magic. Check out little Desmond Bane there. He's been frustrated of late. But that team has come back and finally started to look like the team we thought they'd be. You talk about all in, they are. And then Knicks Raptors is the 7:30 game.
Yeah, look forward to that. Should be a fun night and week of NBA basketball. No question about it. All right, talked a little bit about it. Charles Huff is going to be introduced at the University of Memphis tomorrow. Of course, the newest hire for Memphis football. Ed Scott will have a press conference shortly after it. I think they're both actually going to have a question answering scrum at 3:30 after that one. And I think, listen, I think Charles Huff knows that he's going to have to get people on board, and I think he's going to do that. That's my official prediction of tomorrow, that we'll be coming in here on Thursday and we'll be saying that, man, Charles Huff sounds like a guy who absolutely gets it. He also tweeted yesterday, Jason. I don't know if you saw him have the old bat signal out, but he said, all former players, I need y'all back in the 901. Make your plans, get back ASAP. Your program needs you. I like that. I felt that.
That was, I don't want to even compare it to it, but there was some of that going on with Larry. There was that call.
Larry Porter?
Yes.
Yeah.
A bunch of, and I remember going over to the announcement, a bunch of former, you know, players. It felt like that call was out. Again, like, him being former player, there was that sort of rally cry, and that's a little bit different
yep.
here. Now, he's coached but not played.
Right.
It's a little bit different here, but a similar call. And I'm sure he'll get backed up.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
On that.
Memphis football also got two endorsements yesterday from some notable names of the Charles Huff hire. One, Nick Saban.
It was very smart, whoever got that done. It was smart,
yes.
too.
It was a tepid endorsement, but it's still nice to get a quote from Nick Saban on it, right? He said, I couldn't be any happier for Charles and his family for him to take over at Memphis. Charles did a great job for us at Alabama and did a great job at Marshall in Southern Mississippi as well. I always wanted our coaches to grow and advance in the profession, and Charles has worked very hard to earn this opportunity. He puts his players in situations where they'll be successful, and they love playing for him.
Wow, that sounds like the standard one that Nick gives to everybody and yes. former been on his staff.
I'm confident the Memphis community will love him just as much. I wish him the best.
Wow, is that was almost like a you can take out and take out, you know, fill in the blank type stuff.
Yeah.
Was there anything there in their personal?
Not really, other than, you know, they love playing. He puts his players in situations where they'll be successful and they love playing.
Oh, that do you say about any coach?
All right, this is what James Franklin said.
That's plug and play.
Congratulations to my friend Charles Huff on earning this incredible opportunity to lead an outstanding football program.
Hey!
Coach Huff's success across multiple stops speaks for itself, but what truly sets him apart is his character, integrity, and deep commitment to developing his student-athletes as football players as young men. The Memphis football program is getting not only a winning coach, but an exceptional leader and role model. I have no doubt he will make an immediate and lasting impact on the Memphis community.
Now, I wish James Franklin all the success in the world, Virginia Tech. I hope he goes and wins everything.
Yeah. See, that was a real endorsement.
He spent some time on.
Yeah, and because I think James Franklin knows.
And he has the time.
That he got him Saquon Barkley.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So, that helps.
But he had Najee. I'm not saying he got him Najee, but he had Saban.
Saban had Najee.
Yeah, had Najee, and that was.
Yeah.
Didn't he win the Doak that year? Yes, 2020 yeah. won the Doak.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's.
But back to the point, I bet you it also speaks to this. Like, Saban gets a lot of these.
his coaching tree, bro.
He does.
Think about how many guys get jobs or whatever else. Right. Probably asked. He's asked to make a statement. Right. I'm telling you, that's plug and play right there. And I appreciate James there taking that extra bit of time.
Well, and it's also just not Nick Saban's character to just say, "Oh, this guy's going to be great." Like, he's just not that guy. You know, James Franklin is that rah rah guy who thinks, you know.
Didn't he call us Memphis State on the playoff two years ago?
He sure did.
Okay, see, he's not. Yeah. And right. Where you heard Franklin say, there's a great opportunity here. Give me those words again about what Franklin said about this program.
He said, outstanding program. Outstanding football program.
I thought it was even more flowery than that. But, Jesse, I didn't sense that from – he's recognizing the opportunity as well. Great job, James Franklin, on the endorsement.
ESPN pays Nick Saban a lot of money to say absolutely nothing. I was driving back from Murray State on Sunday during the – you know, before they did that, you know, they took 45 minutes to get to the reveal.
So many cliches.
And he comes on there and they say, Nick, what do you make? And he says, if we just put this in AI, it wouldn't even know what to do with it. Okay, Nick, thanks a lot for that. Let's go back to Kirk, who looked like he was out late the night before, you know, doing Fireball. He looked horrible. He looked like me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's because he's working so dang
hard. Is that what it is?
I mean, you're jet lagged. The guy flying everywhere. He got to be NFL game on Thursday.
ESPN overworks people.
Well, Herb Street, he wants it.
Well, Amazon Prime. He does college football games.
That's what you talk about, not wanting to be at home. You talk about Phillip Rivers. Seems like Herb Street doesn't want to be at home.
Look at Al Michaels. He looks fresh, you know, every week.
To who?
To me, man. He looks fresh and vivacious, you know, because he only has one assignment a week. You know,
I feel like Kirk spins, this is just me in my mind, like LeBron spends on his body in the offseason. What are we up to, $2 million? Kirk does that on the face.
On the face.
Yeah. There's no way a guy like that has to be everywhere isn't doing major face work.
You think
cleanses.
He's got plastic surgery?
No. Okay. I don't think he's got. I just think he's spending time, you know, whether that's moisturizing,
exfoliation.
You folks know about this stuff. It's on your menu.
Yeah.
He's doing all those things.
Well, let me ask you this.
And it's helped keep him young looking.
What
he spends a lot of time on it
in the black community,
but doesn't look orange.
What does skincare look like?
Well, I mean, it's different for me because I'm 50-50. You know, I got a little bit of both in me.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So
it is.
What is that skincare routine?
But a lot of it for me is just alcohol.
Alcohol. You
I don't
put
know about
rubbing
you guys.
Alcohol on your face,
bro. What are y'all talking about? Rubbing.
Never heard of it.
You got to have a mixture of it, and there's certainly a barbershop mixture of it. But it's a big part of not because here's the thing. You asked about black. You don't want to bump up. You don't want to get the razor bumps.
I've seen those before.
I don't think George has ever had a razor bump in his life.
I
think some do, but razor bumps an issue. I would get them on the back of my neck. Got tore up at Snowden. You talk about getting checked.
Oh, yeah.
If you got the razor bumps and they're bad. Yeah. Well, I could do a 3-hour seminar on razor bumps. Some guys got them permanent.
Yes, I've seen those. Very disturbing. They can't help it.
Some barbers will go in and pull that hair out.
Oh, you know, God.
Because they say that's the best way to just get past it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So razor bumps and dealing with them is part of the reason you do alcohol. Big part of, you know, keeping that black skincare.
You guys have PTSD.
There's a little bit for you on black skincare there. And avoiding razor bumps.
Yeah, we do like...
Georgia stuff comes out so clean through those pores.
I also don't use I use like an electric razor, so it's not as bad.
No shaver on, blade on you on that.
Same for me.
No, see, I get the blade cut every week. Yeah. Blade cut, then not on the beard and stuff.
You
no problem.
That, when you do the Grisby cut, you get that.
Man shave, something you guys apparently will never experience.
No, I don't go to a barber. We've had this conversation.
This is like you again not holding the knife at turkey time at Thanksgiving. A man should get at least one real shave in his life and put that hot towel on his face.
They
lean you back in the chair.
Yes. Right,
this is an art form for old school barbers. Even many new barbers still do it. And you get that hot towel on, and then he puts that blade on your face. It's a sharper, cleaner shave. Absolutely.
If I go to the barber,
it's wonderful.
Absolutely, that happens.
So you do this.
Yes, okay. But I have to trim this thing once a week at minimum.
Right.
Yeah.
For work
he's
and
Italian.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, this stuff, like, it's
I don't
man.
Think Italians, now that you've said it, get razor bumps.
I'm guessing.
I have been before.
But yeah, Italians do have barbershops, though.
You got to get real sweaty for it to happen, right?
That's not very hard.
And that's when the pores clog up with the hair, John.
Yeah, I mean,
you asked for us to pull back the door.
When I get my haircut, I will just have her, you know, hit my, you know, illustrious, you know, facial hair with an electric razor, and that's the long and short of it, brother. That's it. It don't take very long, you know. So I haven't had this, you know, the waters of Lake Minnetonka experience that you're describing with this.
That's missing out. It's great.
With this blade.
Man, I will never forget, because I've got your back hairline. I have a white back hairline that continues to grow down my neck.
Right.
And in at Snowden, you needed to have the boxed off one. Most folks have got it. Black folks have that naturally.
Right.
Mine would go down and it would get checked.
Like a mullet.
Look like a Batman signal or something. That's the check, sort of the checks that I would get. So I go home. I tell my brother, bro, get dad's razor and square me off. Okay? All you got to do is take off the three little sharp points right there.
Right.
And this is not hard. Jeff, just keep it on a little. He's my younger brother. Just keep it on a line, bro. It cut me back there so I'm nice and cut off and smooth. We're going to dab it down with that alcohol. I'm going to be good. It's the first time I'm hitting the back of my neck with a razor, right? Bro. Yeah, George's already holding his head. Dude, it kept burning. First off, it's burning. We put the alcohol on. I'm pouring it on. It's burning, of course, then, but it continues to burn. Bro, that thing breaks out so bad. Down three sharp little, like the hair would grow. It breaks out so bad. And in the same marks, in the same Batman mark, I go back to school. I get checked worse than ever. Them folks are saying it looks like meat tenderizer back there. You got the mumps on the back on your hairline. Dude, I heard every last one of them to the point that it just, that's what we talk about. That MSCS, that experience.
Yes.
Memphis City Schools back there.
It's really
just MCS. Bro, what occurred that day in those next couple of days?
But what was in terms of the mental abuse?
You know that
that's why you started bringing a knife to school.
Nah, that's much later, bro. And that's after I actually physically got jumped. But to have that thing break out the way it did, I knew for the rest of my life.
You can't touch the back of my. Because it was just your dad's razor or something like that.
No, you can't. There are parts at least of me you can't put that razor on. Some folks will break out on the razor. Some folks won't. You can put it on my chin. You can put it on my neck.
Right.
I'm on front on my hairline, but that back of the neck, breakout, bro.
Right.
And that shaver might have been dirty. Ain't no telling.
Who knows? Yeah. Well, that's very.
But it was traumatizing.
Well, and again,
it truly was.
There's just certain things that.
And that's what we do as kids. We have to figure that stuff out the hard way sometimes.
I mean,
we could do it our plan instead of God's plan. You know what I'm saying? And I just had to go ahead and rock that natural Batman the rest of my life.
There's just certain things that you do go through at Memphis City Schools that, like, you literally will keep with you until you die. And that's
I have many of those.
You know, it's like, I got to make sure I don't have razor bumps. I got to make sure that I don't ever wear Payless Shacks again. I got to make sure that I don't do this, that I don't wear these pants, that I don't wear those pants. I got to wear, you know, it's just like, it's just little stuff like that. It just sticks with you, you know? It's kind of funny. I don't know if it's like that, you know, everywhere. I doubt it is.
Oh, it's still like that in the school system, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Somebody's in there taking it right now.
But see,
it's gonna, and I want to go to that young man. I want to tell him, you're gonna have to let this roll off you.
No, it's true.
Don't let it affect you like it did me.
You
gotta have thin skin. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. You got to do thick skin. You got to get with it or get hit with it. I mean, that's what it is. Because when you went home, you were trying to get with it.
We've talked about this before.
You were trying to get with it, but you didn't. You failed, but you were trying.
No. Back to your point. If you don't get involved and start checking some others, bro, you will always be that dude. You know what I'm saying? When you say get with it or get hit, you better get with some checking or some whatever else.
I mean, you're going to get baptized. That's just part of it.
You get baptized, you better be a part of it.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be the one that gets it. Otherwise, they'll never back off you.
Yeah, I mean,
But that's how you get thrown into the fire.
I got the chair pulled out for me at the cafeteria at White Station when I was trying to sit down in it. Like, it all, you know, I mean, it's just like every little. Like, George, do you relate to this? I don't think it happens
in DeSoto.
Does any of what we're talking about relate? Do you, like.
Slightly, but I was always the very quiet, you know, just.
They thought you were like a school shooter or something.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Doing my own thing, and
bro,
no one really bothered me.
If you had gone to Kingsbury, you would have had a completely different experience. You would know
probably.
Check and everything.
Yeah.
Probably have a fade. You know what I'm saying?
Like they really do. It's
a cultural.
Faded up. You usually
yep. do. Yep. It's an absolute. Oh, I would have been really excited to have heard the checks they would have lobbied your way.
It would have been bad.
I'm not.
I know what my hair was like. Back in the day. It would have been
Memphis City Schools. The population would have had an absolute field day with you.
Oh, right.
Again, it will find a way to get in. Anybody. You can have going perfectly for you. They got
material with George, though. Got the beard, got the Italian, you know.
A hairy chest, I'm sure. Probably hairy at 15 had a hairy chest over there.
Oh, yeah. I had like a full beard or like goatee in high school.
He showed up like Teen Wolf, bro. They would have had his ass. They would have had his ass for real.
Oh,
but
this was fun.
But no, it is. I don't know what it's like today.
Some things don't change.
There's an element of what comes out of it is on some level, yes, it's traumatization, but it's also an appreciation, you know, for like having been through those things and like, you know, it just kind of shapes you in many ways and to where like, you know, all right, I'm going to think about what shoes I'm putting on today. I don't want to leave this house looking like, you know.
Yeah, I think ultimately the best thing you can get out of is a thicker skin to where you don't care much.
That's true.
Because it's going to happen.
That's true.
And you can do it like I did, let it traumatize
that's
you
right.
or develop a thicker skin and be a part of it or whatever
that's
else.
Right.
Realize, you know what, this is actually can be a good part of me in the sense that I don't let this stuff get to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not worried as much about their approval as I am something higher so I can have a little fun with this.
Well, that's why I like it.
As opposed to holding on to it like I did because I didn't have nothing else to hold on to.
That's right. Or, you know, and eventually.
But I do now.
Yeah, and you adjusted, right? That's part of it. You know, you go to the line of scrimmage, you adapt, you call the audible, you know, you start bringing firearms, knives, things like that to school, you know, make sure it never happens
just
to you again.
Just a knife.
But yeah, it's good. So I don't even know how we got off on this, quite frankly, but I'm glad we did because it does bring me joy to think about those moments. But we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Frank Bonner is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, Charles Huff, the coordinators, assistants, OC, all that. With him at 125. Stick around. J&J, 90 FM, ESPN.
What?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can leaders do for you? In this case, we're talking Leaders Credit Union. Who's Leaders Credit Union? Well, you should know by now. They're here in Memphis and here to stay. Not-for-profit financial institutions fully owned by members. That means it operates for your benefit. 70,000-plus members here in West Tennessee and growing. New branch up and operating out in Arlington. I go to the Bartlett branch, and they've got more fee-free ATMs than Bank of America. Now, here's the part in terms of what they can do for you. It's better rates on mortgages, better loans than your mortgages, car loans, whatever it is. Likely, you're going to get a better rate at Leaders. Check out what they can do for you. Maybe you want to open up a Christmas Club savings account with Leaders. It's a good thing to do. My wife does it each year. It's very smart. Each year, she does it. She's already got the money set aside. And every year, I say, well, why didn't I do that? Leaders has a Christmas Club savings account where you can tuck that money away throughout the year. You'll be able to access your savings. You've grown starting November 1st through December 31st. It's perfect. To learn more, visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. Check out all that Leaders can do for you. Leaders is your financial champion for life and federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Yeah, it's a pretty light night in the world of college basketball as well. As you know, I do have a gig nationally doing college basketball, Jason.
Yes.
Field of 68.
Proud of it. We're proud of it. Memphis is proud.
Thank you so much. And
that's Memphis.
BYU is in action tonight, I think. So do you want to get a look at A.J. Dibansa?
I still haven't watched. I need to.
Dibansa?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you got to watch.
I still, got to get that football page turned.
Yeah, I get
but
it.
But you've been here, and we respect it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your job. I mean,
there's some ranked teams tonight. You got BYU taking on Clemson. You got Michigan hosting Villanova. And then you got Illinois on the road at Ohio State. Oh, and then at 8 o'clock, this will be good for you. You'll really get involved with this one. Florida-UConn. That's a number 18 ranked Florida team on the road at number 5 UConn. So not actually a bad night of college basketball. Obviously for Memphis, they are getting ready. They have a whole week off. They are getting ready for a tilt with the Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah.
Remember them?
Yeah. Give me some – oh, yeah. It used to be a great rivalry. One renewed now. What is it, a six-year deal?
Six-year deal.
Appreciate Pat Kelsey for
that. Now, it's not all home and homes. I think there's two neutrals.
Yeah.
But, again, it's good to have Louisville back on the schedule.
You need to be good, and it looks like Louisville's back in that position.
Right.
Memphis has been, for the most part, under Penny Hardaway in that position. That's how you're able to get series with Louisville, series with Baylor. Because if you were not, and those schools looked at you as, man, what if I go play them there and lose to them, it's going to wreck my season.
Yep.
In terms of seeding, you're not getting those games. So, it's symbolic of the level of respect Penny's earned.
Yes.
Throughout the college basketball world that you can get these games. So, I appreciate Louisville doing it. Now you need to live up.
Yeah.
That's how you make it good again, both teams typically being ranked, back. Memphis got to get back to doing its part now.
They do.
Obviously, it can change on a year-to-year basis when you're flipping as many guys as Memphis is. Hopefully, you get to a more consistent version.
Absolutely. And Memphis took a step with Baylor. I mean, they did. I know you're talking about, program-wide, not just this season. But, it's going to be, a process every year. You're going to have to hold on to guys like Thedford and Givens and a Majok even, If you do that, then I feel very good about the health of the program. But if you told me every single year it's going to be more of this, it's just, it's not that easy. I think that – I was going to say real quick.
Yeah, no.
The Iowa State AD yesterday came out and said that Iowa State only has about $5 million from rev share. Now, they have a little bit of NIL, but it's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably only have about $1 million more than you, and T.J. Otzelberger has found a way to keep those guys in the program.
Yeah.
And that's why they're – good.
Well, that's what I was going to add to what you're saying is that I think that's part of the reason why you hope these guys that are from here, you've got a little bit of an advantage there where they're not just hitting
Absolutely.
You for the most money possible
Exactly.
and can understand a speech that, hey, this is for Memphis and we're trying to fit you guys in. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do the best we can for you guys. And of course, you've earned it. But you get my point.
100%.
Maybe you get a little bit of a discount because you're keeping some of it local.
Agreed.
Even in Ashton's case, I mean, that one's family. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so that's the way you can maybe get to the consistency, but the key's going to be keeping it once you do.
I mean, that's the, that is the entire key. I mean, because you're just not, look around. Look at Baylor. I mean, Baylor's in a situation like you, and they came in here as 3-point favorites. They lost the game outright. I mean, they're probably a tournament team, but they're not a contender. They're not a top five, top six, top seven finisher in the Big 12. And they have a lottery pick on the team, right? I mean, and the Carr kid, what they tell me, he's a lottery pick. He looked like crap against Memphis, but you know that's the issue.
Former Tennessee transfer.
Yeah. So when you start over from scratch every single year, you're just going to find yourself behind the eight ball, and Memphis has done that 4 years in a row, really. So this has to be the line where that stops.
Well, he's already talked openly about the seven or eight guys,
right?
Because he knows the importance of it.
Yeah, I mean, you just pick the best guys that you have,
but
you prioritize them, and you
again,
keep them.
You wanted to keep PJ Haggerty.
That's right.
You know,
I think he did address that last night.
I mean, that was
his coach's show.
It's not, you know, it's only one guy. It's not the core we're saying you need to have. Ideally, you would have in college basketball, but still, you did try to keep that.
Right.
And, you know, in many ways, sort of the nature of the business got you.
Yeah.
You know, you can blame that on who you want to blame it on, but in the end, you couldn't keep him.
Yes.
So again, there's difficulty to it. Some guys, John, you're just going to lose.
Yep.
You know, maybe they do. They level up to a point that's going to price you out. But you've got to be able to maintain a core, and I think having some of these Memphis guys, certainly family ties and some of it, can help you establish that core, because John's right. The line's got to be drawn right now. If this is ever going to get consistent, it's got to happen now. I think Penny's already recognized that.
Yeah, Penny said, I think what people have – this is the last line of this coach's show, according to Parth. I think what people have to understand is we were waiting on Dane Danger and P.J. Haggerty for a long time. We passed on a lot of guys in the portal because we were trying to be loyal to Dane and P.J.
100%.
And we were wanting them to come back. Well, okay, now you know that you cannot do that again. Like, you have to – and look, in PJ's case, he was an All-American.
I would say to come back, though, we said this in real time. And to have to wait, we said they had to wait some degree, but you better have a plan B. To get Doug at the time they did,
yeah,
right, because you couldn't have played those two together.
I mean, that was – they had to have some kind of
idea. In terms of, you know, the way you had to adapt, change there and go another direction.
And with Dane, you know – you didn't even,
but
he needed a waiver.
But it seemed like, right, which will always seem like a long shot.
Right. So I'll buy the PG one. I don't really.
But what
buy
about the whole, because didn't we kind of go down this road? There was a separate account for PJ,
yes,
separate from the regular,
and
that we were
Dane.
Just reserving
and
for him.
Yes.
Right. I don't, there seems to be a reality to that, or at least Penny's indicating that some of it still was tied
what I was told
to
by
the rest
people
of the
that
roster.
Were running the NIL at the time, people that were involved with the because there's no longer a collective, right? It got dissolved and now it's all in-house. What I was told by the people at the collective was that they have certain donors, certain ambassadors that were willing to give X amount of money to PJ Haggerty and to Dane Danger. It would not be to the program.
Mm-hmm.
It would be for those two guys. So while Penny is correct in some ways that, like, hey, maybe, you know, you don't want to take somebody that would push out P.J. Haggerty,
who,
right?
Who he said and father was saying has to be on the ball 70-90% of the time, whatever it was.
You know, it wasn't a situation where it was like, you know, you're having to go in that same pot of money to get guys. So I don't know. Listen, P.J. Haggerty and his family handled that really poorly. There's no doubt about that. Memphis still had the higher offer. Is what I, at the end of it, is what I was told. And remember, didn't it take him like a month to go into the portal or something like that? Like, he didn't even enter the portal for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And by then, yes, Memphis.
No, he made you wait. He didn't do you any favors.
I don't know what Memphis did or didn't know. I think you can always assume a guy is going to the portal just because it gives you the maximum amount of leverage. So you probably have to assume he will do that. But the fact that he waited that long to do it was not doing Penny Hardaway and that program any favors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could, if you were going to go to the portal, just go in. Just go in the beginning, get it done.
We said you should go in to establish market value.
Exactly.
We said we all understood it, and I think the program understood it too.
Exactly. So he did do Penny and Memphis wrong by waiting. There's no question about that. You know, and now he's at Kansas State.
Man,
and
it's affected a lot of what Memphis still has on its hands in
right.
terms of the issue of getting to some consistency and some continuity with the roster.
And they will not have that problem, obviously, next year. They will not have that problem of having an All-American who has eligibility that they have to wait on, like – it's going to be like, do you, are
is
you?
Doug, this is it for Doug.
Yeah,
this though,
is
right?
it. Yeah, yeah.
How many more one-year guys? Isn't Barry even a guy that
I think Barry's
going to
be done.
Oh, I thought Barry had multiple. I thought he was a sophomore last year at Am I making that up?
No, he's a junior. You're right. So he's got this year and next year. Maybe five.
I'm trying to identify the one-year guys just because I think there are so many. There are fewer of them this time around, it feels like.
I do think Zach Davis is a one-year guy.
Right.
Unless he graduates. I guess he could do a graduate transfer year.
He didn't rule it out when we asked him.
Right.
He thought we were trying to get him to commit.
So the only one-year guys it looks like would be Doug McDaniel for sure. Trying to think like Silla, I think is on his last year. Is Sincere Parker on his last year? I think he is. Well, it's his fourth. He could graduate and come back as well. I'm assuming because. You get five, don't you?
Yeah.
You get six to play five now?
Well, maybe the COVID thing changes. It used to be four to play five.
Right.
And that graduate was if you had not used it up.
Right. Well, it looks like they have multiple guys. But point is, nobody that's good enough to hold your program in a holding pattern.
Well, that and you won't have to replace as many. It doesn't feel, it doesn't feel like.
Right. Right. You could,
have as much turnover when you only have this few 1 year guys.
Yeah, everybody can't leave.
There's no Baracks that you're
if they do
happy
leave,
with leaving.
If they do leave, then you know, that's a problem in and of itself.
I'm assuming that kid from UT RG and then
Hassan Abdul.
Is he last one?
I don't know where he's at on that. Is he still with the team?
Oh, your boy Tariq Ingraham, we know his last.
Yeah, that's his last.
Whatever we get out of him will be last.
No, this is only his third season in college. But did he go to JUCO? I can't keep up, bro. I can't keep up with all this. I know it's my job, but I'm sorry, I'm bad at it right now.
You know if JUCO counts anymore?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They changed the rules on us so much. It's hard to know.
One of these days, we need to go through and find the 7 to 8 he's talking about.
By the way,
Majok's going to be the hardest one to keep.
Baraka Okoji is absolutely killing it at Mercer.
I saw, but I haven't. Somebody sent that to me. I have no feelings. What do you think? I regret him leaving.
I think you need to. I think you need to apologize.
He already took Doug McDaniel out by now. Say that's my spot.
Tanya Harding
sabotage. Did you see him do it to Tyrese Hunter?
He did.
I'm happy for Baraka that's working out for him somewhere else.
Did anybody else leave from that year from last year's team that I'm forgetting, or was it mostly just him? Like a PJ Haggerty, obviously we talked about, but Dane's out of eligibility. I don't think anybody else of note ended up going somewhere else that they should have kept. I could be wrong on that. But anyway, they got Louisville on Saturday. They're going to be big underdogs. And we can worry about next year. But the charge for Memphis is at this point just win the American tournament. And, you know, if they get to a point where they can get back in the at-large conversation, obviously that's going to take a win against Louisville. It's going to take a win against Vandy. It's going to take a win against Mississippi State. If they can get back to that point, that's great. But right now, Joe Lunardi has Tulsa as the AQ from the American. I guess he's just taking them as they must have the best record right now. Although I would say, come on, bro. Like,
that's some disrespect.
There's just no way you actually believe that Tulsa is going to win the American tournament. I have to get people on this. It doesn't matter if Memphis wins the American regular season. What matters is if they win the American tournament. Because unfortunately, that's the way. But they've redone the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
To where now Memphis would not be, they would only have to win, was it two games if they get a bye?
Yeah.
It's only two games now you got to win. So it's not the three it used to be. Because they eliminated, I think, for the top two teams, no more quarterfinals.
Oh, wow. I don't think I'd realize
that. Yeah. Which is good for them because you want your best teams to represent, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you want as many teams as you can, but you don't want
your best team derailed because they had to play three games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they redid the format this year. So,
that is actually good news for Memphis.
Yeah. And I believe I have that correct because what else would they have changed? Like, the quarterfinals is the only, that would be the third game. And there's no reason for the top one or top two team to play in the quarterfinals against like a, you know, seven seed or whatever the case may be.
Does Louisville have a weakness that you've identified?
Not really, bro, to be honest.
I mean, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Louisville still scored 80 points in that game.
Yeah.
Just kind of outran them. That's what you got to do.
They have, I mean, I guess if you want to say if they.
You're not slowing them down, it doesn't look like.
Their bigs are maybe not. I mean, they're a guard oriented team. I mean, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they shot 22% from three against Arkansas. They do not do that normally. Like they came back the next game and shot 42% against Indiana. They got Michael Brown Jr., who's really, really good. Ryan Conwell, who's a shooter. Hadley, who's been there. So they got some dudes, man. They got some dudes. And look, I'll say this. I think most people will go into this game thinking that, Memphis is just going to get run off the floor. And they might. It's there. That's the thing. Like, mm-hmm. The Purdue game was neutral in the Bahamas, even though it was a heavy Purdue crowd. They might get run off the floor. That's what KenPom's got it as, a 14-point loss.
They got Tennessee after you.
Yeah, they're playing a hell of a schedule.
Yeah, they are.
They played Arkansas. They played Indiana. They're playing you. That's what I'm saying. You're going to look like a breath of fresh air for freaking Louisville right now.
I'll tell you what. They might take you lightly in terms of the four teams, the stretch they're going, Arkansas, Indiana, Memphis, Tennessee. You know, they're going to look at you as the one that's, in terms of those players that they ain't got nothing to worry about.
No, you're right. They will. So if I do think I would not be surprised, as none of us should be at this point, if Memphis goes in there and keeps it relatively competitive.
Even if you hit them in the mouth first, probably the issue is you're at home.
That's right.
All those games haven't been,
yes,
that for these other teams.
Memphis has played a road game at least.
Indiana.
So,
true.
Played at Ole Miss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast